Welcome to LiveWire, to Gateway Weekly Podcast, where you hear the latest messages and sermons fresh from the Sunday service. This edition of LiveWire has been brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.
This is another beautiful Sunday that we can come together and worship the Lord, not only through singing of songs, but especially so as we culminate into the hearing of God's Word. And what a timely opportunity perhaps to talk about worship, because exactly today, I'm going to talk about the very essence of that segment, you know, or that part of our Christian walk that culminates, you know, into worship. Many people would probably argue that worship is just simply coming to church on Sunday or any particular gathering wherein we come together to sing songs and fellowship all together, but you know, sometimes we forget that worship actually is the manifestation, if not the real highlight of our walk as believers, because worship is not simply an experience, but more so worship is a lifestyle. So, you know, I would like to kind of dwell more on the book of Romans and also in the book of Acts in respect to our discussion this morning. So, this time around, I'd like to kind of invite you to kind of ponder a little bit. Pag-isipan po natin ng bahagya. You know, what does it mean to be conscious when we come to worship? And I'd like to believe that worship is not a ritual. That worship is not simply highlighted by singing of songs or the raising of hands as some of us would probably do or enjoy. But more so, worship is a conscious response. Ibig pong sabihin, I remember Soren Kierkegaard back in the day when we were studying congregational worship in the seminary, and there was a point wherein, you know, we studied the life of Soren Kierkegaard, and there's one point wherein he said, worship is knowing that God is the object and that we are the subject. And in another setting, he said that, you know, worship is like a heavenly drama where the congregation, they are the performers. The worship leader or team, they are the prompters, and God is the audience. So, in short, I think worship is best highlighted with the very words found in the book of Luke on chapter 10, verse 27, wherein this is a very famous quote, of course, also mentioned in other part of the Synoptic Gospel, wherein the Lord said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And of course, as we all know, that was later on, you know, recognized as the two greatest commandments. But, you know, at some point, however, you have to understand that our point of existence, our coming together in worship, is more related to service unto the Lord. Because, you know, if we do a little bit of etymology, the word worship is the same as the word worshipe in the Anglo-English-Saxon word that means service, no? And worship is service, no? Or better yet, is one's natural response to the love, you know, of a gracious and merciful Creator. In short, kaya tayo pumupuri, kaya tayo sumasamba, hindi lamang dahil tayo ay dumudulog sa Panginoon at ang Diyos nalulugod sa atin, kung hindi, ito po ay isang relationship, ito po ay isang relasyon, wherein we know that we serve a gracious God, and in response to the love and graciousness of God, we draw in worship. So, as we continue on further with this thought in mind, you know, I'd like to kind of invite you in the book of Romans on chapter 12, verse 1 and 2, which I call dedicated service. And this is exactly what Paul said. Therefore, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as living and holy sacrifices acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship or service. No? At dito po sa verse 2, sabi niya, and do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, so that you may prove that which, or the will of God, that is, and which is good and perfect, acceptable unto Him. Now, dito po sa pagkaataon na to, I'd like to highlight, you know, or kind of in your monitors right now, I have kind of encircled or highlighted portions, no, or annotated them, that kind of highlights the word acceptable and the word service and worship. In reality, you know, in the original context, that would have been probably redundant, you know, or double positive. Hindi lang may service, may worship pa, because worship and service is connoting actually the same meaning. No, kung titingnan po natin at the same time, if I may segue a little bit in the word worship, which is actually the Latin word for letrohia, which literally means also or translated also as worship. And not only worship in forms of service, but qualify the worship or the act of worship that has to be something that is acceptable or perfect or complete in other translation, or for the most part of it, mature. No, that when we come to the Lord, we come to the Lord with the idea in mind that actually our worship is the very embodiment or expression of how we have this realization, no, of who we are in Christ. In short, our worship or the quality of the worship that we bring has something to do with our relationship with the God that we serve. Okay, Paul Westmeyer, okay, said this. Or Westmeyer said this, okay? As Christians, we are creatures created by God. Good, but fallen creatures, redeemed and given new life in Christ. In Christ, God took our flesh, nailed our fallen brokenness to the cross, and broke our brokenness to new life. Death is taken captive, and new life is ours for the taking. Now, I love that particular, you know, a composition of words by Paul. And dito po, makikita po natin na itong pagkasabi po niya kung sino po tayo is the actual embodiment of why we worship, why we come to the Lord to honor Him. Now, as we continue on and talk about worship and the relation of service with worship or vis-a-vis, makikita po natin that a genuine encounter with God, no, genuine believers that are truly aware and understands the relationship with God, they understand that real encounter with God brings transformational and relational experience. Thus, therefore, it prompts a sincere desire for worship and service. Ibig sabihin, the more you realize who God is and who you are in relation to God, it prompts you to worship. At dito po pa, mga kapatid sa Panginoon, last week, and the weeks before that, I talked about, you know, choices, intentions, and motives. And actually, those are precursors to our subject matter today. Why do we worship? No? And for the most part of it, our idea of worship is sometimes confused, you know, into being blessed. Confused into, why do you worship? Pag tinanong mo yung isang tao, bakit ka nag-worship? Ba't ka nag-join ng worship? Okay? Because the moment you realize that worship is more about God, when you realize that when we worship in spirit and in truth, you begin to realize that it doesn't matter whether you are meeting together in person or you are on an online platform like this, that it does not actually at all affect worship. Maybe in a sense on how we perceive worship ought to be like, because perhaps for the longest time, we were used into worshiping, okay, physically. We were used into worshiping in person, okay? Pero alam niyo po, kung nauunawaan talaga natin kung sino tayo at sino ang Panginoon, it doesn't matter in whatever platform, in whatever context we may be. Yes, perhaps, I would not argue anymore na iba pa rin pag nagtitipon-tipon tayo, nagpapalakasan tayo physically, and yes. But also understand that it does not mean that because we're not able to meet in person, that worship is lessened. Hindi po. Ang worship po ay kung ano tayo sa Panginoon at sino tayo sa Panginoon rather at sino si Lord sa atin. Okay? Because for the most part of it, I kind of mentioned a while back, the English word for worship, which is, you know, the Anglo-Saxon word worship, is actually meaning, you know, to bring glory to God. Okay? It is a condition of being worthy, you know, or coming to the Lord with dignity and glory and distinction and honor, you know that is brought before God, and we're coming to God saying, "You're worthy, Lord. You're worthy of praise." Okay, and worship is like putting that word together, the word "word" and "shipe," which means to give worth, pagbibigay ng halaga, pagbibigay po ng pugay, okay, sa isang tao or sa isang, you know, pagkataong katanggap-tanggap. I mean, we pay homage. We pay honor. And that is exactly what worship is all about. So, come to think of it. Worship is not really just simply an experience, but more, worship is a relationship. It's the choice that you make. Not a choice wherein you allow yourself to be the subject. Okay? No? And God, the object of worship. So, as we continue on, napakahalaga po. Remember what John said in the book of John chapter 4, verse 23 to 24, when he was confronted, no, when Jesus rather was there in the well and confronted the woman, the Samaritan woman, and the Samaritan woman was kind of arguing with him, "I have nothing to do with you because you are a Jew, I am a Samaritan," and this is what Jesus said, okay? "The hour is coming, and now is here, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth." There are two important elements there, spirit and in truth. Now look at this. If God has not revealed Himself to us, we would have not known the truth. And if the truth is absent, how can we worship? Not even realizing that God is a spirit and He is amongst us. So kung titingnan po natin, we are actually participating, or we are at best participants, no, in this new life called worship, a new lifestyle where God addresses, graces, and embraces us. So in short, worship is more of a dynamic activity between the creator and the created. It's an active, dynamic relationship between our God and us. So wherever you may be, whether in person or in a platform like this, whether it's live or whether it is actually, you know, a delayed telecast or a replay or a recorded event, it doesn't matter. Because what is important is the content, the truth that is being presented, and how we respond to the truth that eventually points us onto the God that we worship. Because, unang-una, worship is not determined by situations or circumstances. Worship is not determined by geographical, you know, places or situations. Worship is relationship. So in short, everyone or anyone who has a personal, intimate, vibrant relationship with God can worship anytime. Parang, you know, I'm a grandfather of two. You know, and the youngest of my grandsons, okay, Alonso, you know, does not really speak yet because he's like only an 11-month-old baby, right? And he would come to me just uttering simple words like dada, okay, or his common phrase ta-ta-ta-ta. And that does not translate, the syllables does not translate into something understandable. But just the same as he mutters those words, I should say, and stretches his arms towards me, you know, when he is like walking with his walker. He hasn't been really walking yet, but is beginning to, you know, learn how to walk. So when he is on his walker or in his walker and kind of draws close to me and lifts his hands or arms like this and says ta ta ta, and you know, he's kind of expressing and he's looking at me. And he's reaching out to me, the only natural response that I have towards him is to stretch back, or to stretch out, I should say, my hand towards him and lift him up and bring him close to my bosom. Now, for me as a natural grandfather, right? And that's my natural reaction. And alam niyo po, gusto ko pong isipin na sa tuwing nang tayo lumalapit sa Panginoon na tayo ay nakabukas ang ating mga kamay at gusto nating abutin ng Diyos, I would like to believe or even imagine that God is stretching back His hands towards us, reaching out to us as well, because it is a relationship. Just like my grandson and I, it's a given relationship. No words uttered, but the expression and the reality of the relationship exists. So kung titingnan po natin, worship is an intimate connection with God where He is an active participant in its process. Every time we worship, whether we're just simply humming a song, or we are uttering a word of prayer. You know, sometimes when I drive and I'm driving alone, you know, inside my car, I would mutter words or utter words and just say, thank you, Jesus, or God, I love you, or I praise you. Because the simplest formula for worship is the element of spirit and truth. Not only the spirit and presence of God, but the spirit within us that clamors, that longs for the presence of God. And we know that in the very essence of truth is worship. So alam niyo po, may I invite you? I know life is hard as it is these days. There are so much complexities, confusion going on every day, day in and day out. But alam niyo, the greatest culmination of each day, beginning and ending of each day, is to begin it in worship. Because an intimate connection, you know, just like the relationship of a father to a son, right, is the same as our relationship with our Heavenly Father and us, His children. And understand that only the regenerating power of the Spirit can lead one to a genuine and powerful worship experience. The moment our relationship with God is genuine and intimate, okay, it's personal, we begin to realize that the empowering element and dynamics of worship begins to permeate our being. Alam niyo, para tayong napaka-simple lang po ng illustration ko, parang alam niyo po, napakasarap po ng pandesal na mainit, no, sa umaga or any given time in the day na gusto mong magmeryenda at mayroon kang mainit na pandesal. Alam niyo, nagpapasarap sa pandesal sa any common Filipino or person, traditional person like us, is yung pandesal sinasawsaw natin sa tinapay, no? And I'd like to imagine the relationship of the pandesal and the tinapay, no, that is soaked onto the coffee, no? Pag sinawsaw mo po yung pandesal sa tinapay, yung lasa ng kape na pupunta sa pandesal, ang sarap kainin, no? And just like the very dynamics of that those two put together, right? It's like the elements of worship, that when we soak ourselves in the very presence of God, we are permeated by the very, okay, atmosphere of worship. Because at the end of the day, we realize that when we worship, God empowers us to an atmosphere or environment of worship and grants us the privilege of service. It's so good to just serve God. Because alam nyo, when you're in an atmosphere or motivation of worship, it's so nice to serve. Alam nyo po ba na, alam ko to na, this is probably quite shallow because this is more in the view or in the experience of us being men. Okay? Like when you're in a relationship, you know, you love to serve the other person. Not simply because you'd love to serve them, because but your love for them motivates you to serve them. No, you know, oh, we celebrated Valentine's Day a couple of, you know, days back, and probably people would say, you know, I remember my wife the other day, she just said, you know, I remember I could not remember a time where you gave me flowers. And sabi ko, well, you're not big on flowers. I know you like chocolates, but sabi niya, alam mo, parang I'd like flowers. Okay? So, nag-iisip po ako ng mga nakarang araw kung saan ako mamimitas ng gumamela. No? Kasi yun lang ang afford ko. No, I'm just kidding. But understand one thing. You know, when you love a person, you serve them. You take the extra mile. Kahit na medyo magsasakripisyo ka, naglilingkod ka. Bakit? Kasi mahal mo. Alam nyo, and take it further. No? When you love God, you don't just utter words, you just say, I worship you, Lord. You don't just sing songs and worship songs. You know, the greatest culmination of worship is service. So yung mga totoong pumupuri at nagmamahal sa Panginoon, hindi lang po nila sinasabi yun. Nakikita sa kanilang gawa. They are generous people. They are people who love serving in little or big ways. They love serving one another because they like to be the very expression of who God is. So as we continue on, we begin to realize one thing. Okay? Okay, apart from that, we begin to understand that worship is transformational. The more we soak in the very presence of God, tandaan po yun, natin ito, I should say, kung sino man po yung lagi nating kaulayaw, sino yung kalagi nating ka-hangout, you know, lagi po natin kasama, may tendency na yung mga sinasabi, expressions nila, yung kanilang gawin, yung pananaw nila, nagagaya po natin. You know, we begin to adopt what they are, you know, doing. And ganun din sa Panginoon. The more we soak in God, the more we soak in the presence of God, in the atmosphere, our motives of worship, we realize this. The more one is drawn into the character of Christ, change occur. Okay? It becomes natural. Yung pagbabago, hindi po pilit. Kasi minsan sabi natin, kung mahal mo ako, magbago ka. Alam nyo, yung totoong pagbabago, hindi pinipilit eh. Nagiging natural, nagiging bahagi ng ating pong gawi. The more we come to God in worship, the more we begin to realize that the very love of God compels us. No? Hindi tayo gumagawa ng mabuti para maging Christians. Hindi tayo nagiging generous dahil gusto nating maging mabuting Kristiyano. Kaya tayo generous because naging Christians tayo. The very motivations that we kind of do things prompt us into doing what Christ would have done. Because when real change occur, one is transformed from glory to glory, as the Bible says. The Bible, in the book of Romans 12:2, sabi to, be transformed by the renewing of your mind so that you may prove that which is good and acceptable and perfect. Ibig sabihin, as you continue to allow yourself to change, it begins with a change of mind. Nalala nyo, you know, in a couple of sermons back when I talked about according to what a man thinks, so is he. Kung gusto natin ng totoong pagbabago, mag-uumpisa po sa gawin ng pag-iisip natin. And like a person who was once stingy, a person who was once lazy, pero pag na-in-love, sumisipag, no? Sumisipag maligo, sumisipag mag-toothbrush, nagiging generous, palabigay, you know, mapasensya. Bakit? Kasi iba na po yung point of attention niya. Yung kanya pong motivation is no longer just driven by a personal drive, but more of an external drive or influence towards or coming from the person that has become the object of his attention and love. So, makikita po natin, this particular transformational experience becomes visible. Okay? The more we soak in God, the more the very presence of God permeates us. That is why we don't only come to worship, to fellowship. Because the real object of coming together on a Sunday service or in any given fellowship is not really just simply to interact. And I'm not saying it's not important. It is important. But more so, why do we gather together? Why do we worship? It's not because of social gathering purposes or because we would like to feel our emotional love tank. No. We worship because it's about Him. It's about God. So, what people revere, they resemble, either for the ruin or for the restoration. Alam nyo kung sino po yung pinapahalagahan at ginagalang natin, sa bandang huli, nagiging kagaya po natin o nagagaya natin. At sa bandang huli, nakakabuti ito o nakakasama. Because at the end of the day, sabi niya, are you familiar with that expression that you are your father's son? Or you are, you know, like father, like son. Ah, yung kasabihan na the fruit does not fall far from the tree. In short, you become who you worship. And sad to say that, just a segue, worship, you know, is sometimes focused on many different things. You know, sometimes we call ourselves Christians, but really who we serve is who we worship. And it could be misleading or confusing sometimes that kung saan po tayo gumugugol ng mas maraming panahon, kung sino po yung laging atensyon natin, kahit na hindi sabihin natin, yun po ang sinasamba natin. It could be money. It could be people. It could be a career or whatever. Anything that disrupts you or diverts your attention from God actually is an idol. And that idol becomes an object of your worship. And whoever or whatever is the object of your worship, you become. Kaya makikita natin yung mga taong lagi na lang ang bukang bibig pera, lagi na lang ang hinahabol pera. Hindi nakakapagtaka na minsan, pasintabi po, mukha na nga tanggalga silang pera. You become who you worship. And who you worship is simply more so seen in who you serve. So let us not fall into that trap. Because at the end of the day, we need to realize this. No, I remember one of my favorite worship authors, or of course, one of the famed authors of the Christian community is John Piper. He's written so many much books. But I think in one of his books, you know, kind of he mentioned that, you know, it's weird. It's called Christian hedonism. It's a negative word. Of course, hedonism is lovers of pleasure. But when he said Christian hedonism, his idea was like, you know, your pleasure is more towards God. Your pleasure is, but it pleases you to worship God. And he said this, God created us for this, to live our lives in a way that makes him look more, okay, look more, I should say, like the greatness and the beauty and the infinite worth that he really is. This is what it means to be created in the image of God. So I love how John Piper kind of put that idea in mind. Now, the very, kumbaga, essence of worship is more about our concept of who God is. And the more we understand and come close to who God is, we begin to make sense of how we are as created beings. So, you know, this is a very short message, but this is more so kind of challenging you. Would you please evaluate for a short moment? You know, as we go towards this concluding challenge, who do you really worship? Why do you really go to church? Or why do you attend online such as this? Is it because it's just a religious nature, or it's just a religious activity that you do customarily every Sunday to kind of tell yourself that you're a believer? But I hope that the real motive, whether you are gathering together in person, you are watching this feed by, through the streams, whether your gadgets or devices or together, you know, watching as a group or a family, ask yourself, how is your worship? And as a concluding challenge, ito lang po yung tanong ko, no? We are, you know, stewards. How are you as stewards? You know, we are stewards. Ibig sabihin, katiwala po tayo ng Panginoon of our life, and how we make use of it will only find its greatest worth when it is spent for God. So, let me kind of ask you in a concluding manner. How will you best offer, or what will be your best offering in worship? Now, may I suggest, as Paul have said, offer your bodies as living sacrifices unto God, which is your spiritual act of worship. And I'd like to kind of end this message altogether with this kind of quote in the Westminster Catechism, you know, that says this, the chief end of man is to glorify God and to enjoy Him forever. And in closing, Ecclesiastes 12:13 says this, now all has been heard. Here is the conclusion of the matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is the duty of all mankind. The instructions of the Lord, you know, is not merely for purposes of asking you to do something for Him, but it's more so a command that springs from an intimate relationship with the divine. So I hope that as we live our day, as we face a new week ahead of us, sabi nga po ni Paul, whatever you do, whether you eat, whether you drink, do it all for the glory of God. I hope that you constantly become a reflection of the God that you serve. That as you worship, you become more of who He is. God bless you all. And I'll see you again next Sunday. Have a great week ahead. Shalom.
That is today's edition of Live Wire. Now, if you want to catch the next episode live and fresh, tune in on our online Sunday services. You can catch us on Facebook at 10 a.m., 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. on Sundays, Philippine Standard Time. Or you can also check us out on YouTube, where you can watch that particular episode. Now, we will see you again on the next one. And this Live Wire episode is brought to you by Gateway Community Church, reaching people, transforming lives.